The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake-up call.
If you haven't noticed or seen the news, the wildfires in LA, still a big deal. Still a disaster. In fact, by the time everything is done, it's pretty easily going to be the most expensive natural disaster in American history.
And is that because of the location and the cost of... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like billions of dollars, tens and tens of billions of dollars. Now, we're not going to make this political. I just want to just say something.
Okay.
Yesterday, Donald Trump, he released a statement.
In the middle of the fires.
Putting blame on Governor Gavin Newsom. And this is not my opinion. This is coming from ABC10's fact check about the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay? So first of all, what did he say? He said, Governor Gavin Newsom, kind of funny, refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snow melt from the north to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way. Then he also added, he said that the only reason we're doing this is because of... What he said is essentially a pointless fish called a smelt.
Okay.
This is according to ABC10's fact check about the whole thing. The fires burning in Los Angeles County were fanned by severe winds and exacerbated by near zero rainfall throughout Southern California. Sending more water south from the Bay Delta would have done nothing to prevent them or extinguish them. Full stop. What do you think Donald Trump thought we would have done with that water? Do you think that, like, if Gavin Newsom would have done whatever he said he didn't do, that every day, all of Los Angeles would have just been turned into the sidewalk in front of a grocery store, where every day we just water it down.
Or that there is some sort of underground pipeline of Northern California water and just sprinklers.
Right.
Just a cut.
Hey, guys, it's the mayor of Los Angeles. I want to let you know that we turn the sprinklers on. They go on at 5 o'clock. Like, there's kids everywhere playing in the sprinklers in L.A. Right.
Like, I don't necessarily... Now, part of it is, I think his criticism is also saying that there isn't enough water for the firefighters there, which also is not true.
Correct. He literally said there's no water in the fire hydrants.
Right.
Not true.
Right. Now, I think there was one fire hydrant that did run out of water. Like, it's funny because there is a little bit of truth in parts of it. There is a Environmental Protection Priority Act that is designed to help the Delta smelt, but it has nothing to do with getting water to...
And just for the people who are confused and think that Donald Trump's right about this, this is how it works. Los Angeles water does not come from Northern California.
No.
It comes via the aqueduct that runs from Owens Valley east of the Sierra Nevadas, not the Delta. The city also imports water from the Colorado River, and it has since the 30s.
But are we maybe onto something?
What would that be? That we should just hose everything down?
The Sprinkler Act of 2025.
Yeah.
I want to make it clear. Had anybody tweeted or truthed or X'd this out, I would absolutely be crapping on them as well.
Right.
The premise of it simply doesn't make any sense. Can I just say one other thing?
Is it about how now's not even the time, even if it is accurate?
It is.
Okay.
I know that Northern California and Southern California, we be beefing, mm-hmm. right? Especially, I mean, the Kings Lakers beef, we'll never forgive them for calling us a cow town. In fact, it became part of our personality, sure. right? These are still Californians.
Yeah.
And I want to say, it's very easy to think, oh, well, these are rich people. They'll be fine. Not all of those people are rich people. And another thing to remember is that in Southern California, a really wealthy person's house could back up to a whole neighborhood of really not wealthy people. The other thing is, apartments are burning to the ground.
Schools, churches.
Those aren't people that are sitting on a gold mine.
Right.
And unfortunately, many of these people's insurance companies dropped their fire damage protection
yeah.
in their homeowners insurance policies.
We don't have time to get into that, but that is a whole other crisis. So
some of these people, like,
have nothing.
They have nothing, and they will continue to have nothing.
Hose them down, I guess.
Hose them down.